Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. So thankful, grateful, and happy that you're here to join us tonight. We're going to go ahead and have we got all our regulars, plus we have a guest diner in the house that we're going to talk about for a second. He's been here before, but we're going to bring him back on again. So, Sammy, how are you doing tonight?
We're going to talk about career transition. Pretty exciting,
now,
right?
To be fair, she found that little gem right after before we went live.
Hey.
So now he's like, hey, you're just going to be finding it
right
all
now,
over
now.
The place. So there
now
you go. There we go. But
behind,
I know.
Behind the curtain of the Wizard of Oz. That's not fair.
Okay. And Miss Alana, how are you tonight?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much.
So quite well. You really are quite well. That's good. And Mr. Ross Aroney, I like to call him.
Yes.
Mr. Ross Bryan is going to be joining us tonight and next week. He's going to be talking about leadership next week with the new landscape. And I love that he's going to be adding his expertise and wisdom for the show and next week as well. Hey, Ross, how are you?
Two weeks from now.
Fantastic. Well, and you now,
oh,
we're just
right.
going to transition you, Ross. It's not next week. It's the week after. So, you know, we're transitioning already.
Yeah. But okay. Technically it will be the next show because we're going to be actually dark next week. So it's all good. It's all good. So
yeah.
It's doing really good. Right. It's true.
That's why we like Ross.
So tonight, this is part four of our new landscape. I'm really looking at with COVID and the pandemic and just all the different, dynamic changes that are happening on this planet. Like just this last week, we want to start rattling them all off. And for me, I was looking at the summer solstice and having the solar eclipse the same day. Boy, how often does that happen? I see that we don't have Mr. Dennis, our Vedic astrologer, on here to talk about that. We'll have to get him back on pretty quick with all the different stuff that's happening here. But we're going to be talking about adapting during changing times. And this is going to be a show that I really want Amy to lean into and be sharing all kinds of dynamic tools and processes that she's just so magnificent at presenting for people. And really, this is going to be one of those shows you want to go back and listen to over and over again to really kind of remind you about stuff. So, but one thing we're going to do tonight, we're going to kind of start a new little side thing with the show. We're going to have a flowerful wisdom moment. And just periodically when I'm doing my readings and stuff, I have cool little stories that come up. And I was actually at my wholesaler the other day, and I was talking to the sales girl, and I just started talking to her about Father's Day, and she kind of has a little bit of a difficulty connecting with her dad. And boy, as soon as we started talking about her dad and stuff, her grandfather, his energy started coming in, and I was just like, wow, is your dad like your grandfather? And boy, she looked at me like, how did you know? And so we start talking a little bit about the dynamics of that because he's very structured and likes things just a certain way, things like that. And so it's kind of difficult to just find it where he can be, you know, have a lighter side and not take himself so seriously, just like Grandpa. And I said, you know, if you start working with Grandpa, he can help you with your dad. And actually your dad, he and your dad can kind of work on just a spiritual level with one another. And if you bring in some yellow roses and put them on your nightstand, that would be a way of really letting him know that you want him to be a little closer to you and help you with all that. And she, her jaw dropped and she was just like, oh my God, how did you know yellow flowers were my grandpa's favorite thing? And I'm just like, that's, you know, just an impression that I got that I wanted to share with you. So just really cool how she had said, I started my day and I didn't really want to come to work. And boy, I'm so glad that I came. And I just feel so much better about being able to move forward and looking forward to seeing how Grandpa's going to help me. So I just thought that was just kind of a neat little story to share with you guys. So anything about that you guys want to talk about?
Well, especially I think with Father's Day, that's beautiful, Robin. And remembering, you know, maybe a flower that your grandfather liked to have around, you know, or having something that can really help you remember those men in our lives. I know with Ross, the yellow rose is really important. It's about friendship, and with the cavalry, that's their flower. And so whenever I think about Ross, I just think about yellow roses.
There you go. Yeah, and it was interesting along with that story was their Hispanic family, and so they have an altar in their backyard for all their ancestors and the loved ones who have passed.
Oh, nice.
And they do yellow flowers and then purple flowers. The other grandpa liked purple flowers, so they always have flowers out in the altar area for them. So that was cool. She says, yeah, we always have them at the altar area. And I said, well, start a new little one. It's just for you and your grandpa, a new relationship. So she thought that was a cool idea, and she's going to try that. So, well, I'll keep you guys updated if stuff like that, whatever else happens with that story. I think it was a neat little thing that kind of came out.
Definitely.
Okay, so you want – yeah. So just, you know, and that's – I think that really falls into adaptability and adapting times, because she was really looking for a way that she could be helping to be able to connect to her dad in a different way, because her dad's this kind of person that, you know, he literally had to get pulled away from – he wanted to watch a movie all by himself, watching like a comedy movie, and the family wanted to all get together, and all the men of the family, where they were celebrating all of them together for a Father's Day, and he would have been totally happy just sitting by himself watching a comedy and not letting anybody, you know, having some just quiet time. So it's really honoring everybody with what their preferences are and what they can feel comfortable with. And I think it's learning to be able to have that and giving everybody kind of really what really makes them happy. So it's a lesson of adapting to really learning to people and being able to have some deep listening, I think really is maybe another thing that could be a great skill in adapting to people.
Beautiful. Thank you, Robin. So let's, how about we dive into career adapting, talk about adapting, and that when I'm talking about career, I mean, that certainly, you know, that can be a job, that can be a business, it can be a whole lot of things, you know, and part of what you do for your career can also be things that you do as volunteer work. So I want you to be thinking about all those things, and a lot of people today have jobs and they also have businesses. So I want you to kind of be open to that and know when do I pivot, what do I do? We've got a lot of amazing changes going on. You know, hold on to your hat, keep breathing, as our dear friend Kelly would say, really important. So I said three of my favorite techniques. I'm going to give you more of the Cliff Notes tonight, and know that we can certainly do more shows on it, and we have over time. But right now I want to give you things that can be really effective. Pretty much everybody I know is relooking at their careers, at their businesses, even at their volunteer work, because it all takes your time, and we have to look at what takes our time, money, and energy right now and kind of adapt. So the techniques I want to talk about are visualization, and I'm going to lead you through a burning desire visualization. Let's not just work, but let's really walk towards our heart dreams, as, you know, dear Alana, she's really helped me to look at it more, not just your purpose, but your heart dream, and thank you for that. That really, I love how that feels, calling it a heart dream. So using visualization, which we're using all the time anyway, let's use it for our good, not to just worry and cause problems. So using visualization for what we want to create, tapping. Anybody that knows me knows I use tapping all the time. There's emotional freedom technique. There's thought field therapy. There's tapping tension technique, which I don't want to make anybody an expert. I'm going to just teach you one of my favorite ways of using it. And so visualization, tapping, and affirmations. Now, affirmations are a wonderful thing. The problem with them is if the brain is an interesting thing. If you're saying something, the brain goes, that's not true, that will never happen, then it just discounts it and doesn't really help you walk towards it. So I'm going to teach you how to do affirmation towards the career that you want you have to be stepping into, the burning desire, and using the activating choice technique, ACT, that Marky Stein talks about in her 10-minute career coach book. And again, simple, easy. You're going to have the recording. We're open to doing, you know, webinars. We're open to doing all kinds of different things, because here at Transformation Cafe, what we're all about is helping people who are seeking to have the best lives that they can have. Anybody want to say anything before? I think what I want to do is lead us right into a visualization, this burning desire visualization. Alana, I think you and I have done this before, and so it'll be interesting to see what happens again. But anybody want to make a comment about using visualization or how they have used it?
I think it's just so important to have visualization because there's so much to be said, you know, when it comes like in flowers, if somebody's saying, well, could you show me what that looks like? So depending on your, the way that you take in information, it's very helpful to be able to see it. You know, that's why collages, all that kinds of stuff are helpful. But being able to actually embody that into yourself and be able to carry that with you, I think, is so important. So visualization is just, I mean, you think of Olympic athletes, how they basically will run through their skills in their mind before they actually, you know, do the competition. There's so much to be with that of have it being successful. And yes, so using visualization as a really powerful tool.
Well, the body does not know the difference between imagining and actually doing it. So that's a great way to do role playing, to practice all kinds of things. Alana and Ross, are you guys ready to do visualization?
Let's do it.
One thing I want to be clear about is that when I say visualization, it may not be that you see something. We all, it's kind of a creative imagination. You can feel it, you can smell it, you can taste it. You may see colors, all kinds of images. It doesn't matter. So, no, you can't do this wrong. So what I want you to do now is what we're going to do is I want you to trust me here a little bit, and I want you to take some nice, comfortable breaths. And so you're going to breathe in, filling up your body, and breathing out, releasing. And as you're breathing in, I want you to imagine that you're breathing in healing energy. And as you're breathing out, I want you to release any worries, tension, or upset. As you're breathing in, it's calming every part of your body. I want you to feel tension actually draining from your face. You're relaxing your chest and your arms, breathing in that healing energy, letting tension drip out of your fingertips. Relax your belly. You can even give a sigh. They feel good just to kind of be for a minute. I would say we're going to relax your legs and your feet and allowing any tension that you have left to pour out of your feet into the floor. You are peaceful. Imagine yourself in a very peaceful place. It could be at the beach. You feel the ocean breeze. You smell the ocean. You hear the waves. You feel the sand in between your toes. Go anywhere that feels calming and peaceful for you. From this peaceful and calm place, know that you're magical and that you can do anything. You have no limits. No one can come here without your invitation. You're in control. Let any distractions float away. I want you to see yourself actually achieving your heart's desire, your heart's dream. Imagine that you're working at a job or a business or maybe both that you love passionately. You feel valued and appreciated. You are abundant. You're living your gifts and your talents in your work. You gratefully pay your bills with ease, and you can easily spend money on anything you want. You easily ask for and receive support without hesitation. You're healthy in mind, body, and spirit. You're motivated, creative, and productive. Allow these images and feelings to soak in. Allow yourself to feel satisfaction and enjoyment. Notice the environment around you, getting a sense of others who may be with you, peers or coworkers, family or friends. Who are your clients? Who are you working with? Who are you working for? Notice the details of your surroundings, the colors, the shapes, the sounds. Feel the confidence and competence of being who you really are, who you came here to be. Feel the feelings, the anticipation of reaching your goals and desires. the exhilaration. You are in control. Having such great success moving easily through or around any obstacles that arise as you're living your purpose, your heart dream. Know that you can overcome your greatest challenges. You can create the work, the home, the loving relationships you want. Feel the satisfaction and sense of accomplishment. Take a nice deep breath. Know that you can go back to this place anytime that you want to. Now keep breathing in and feeling yourself in your body. Maybe feel your butt in your chair. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Take some nice breaths, feeling awake and refreshed, remembering your entire experience. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Did we lose anybody?
No, it was great.
Okay.
So,
yeah, it was wonderful.
Sorry.
Thank you, Amy.
Absolutely. Ross, are you still there? Oh, my goodness. Did we lose him?
I think we lost
him. He's not ready to open his eyes yet.
I'm right here.
Oh, there you
all right.
There you go.
Anything in particular anybody saw something different or maybe something that you've seen before?
So mine, I saw a lot of travel in mine. And so that is one of my heart dreams is to travel. So, in the traveling, sharing a message, I don't know what the message is, but sharing a message of inspiration.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Mm-hmm. So part of knowing that what we just experienced, again, it was only a couple of minutes, and that you could, I would recommend that all of us take just even 5 minutes a day to kind of be with this and ask for our heart desire, our heart dream to speak to us and just give us little glimpses because, you know, that's how we recreate change is by little steps and those little knowings. And having the courage to take the action. And Ross, did anything new come to you?
Well, I'm in a strange place right now because we just got off of our 3-day vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I'm trying to relax, I made the mistake of opening emails and seeing the mountain of things I'm behind.
Right.
So my action brain is being hard to shut off.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to just take a deep breath. I'm okay with it. It's all stuff I always get caught up on. It's just, a nice break, and now I have a little bit of a price to pay to get back after all the stuff that's going on.
So in doing the visualization, though, did you feel anything or see anything that might be helpful with that?
I guess just trying to be calm because there's a lot of stressors at UNLV with all the things going on with COVID-19 and...
Well, part of what your heart dream affects a lot of other people's heart dreams, right?
Does.
So, you know, let's not discount being calm, especially as a leader, that you're going to talk more about in a couple weeks, how much that, just having that calming force in a change can make all the difference. You know, I know a lot of other people look for a constant, somebody that they know is always going to be kind, that's always going to make calm decisions and take calm actions, that is really, really huge. So thank you for that. So, Robin, anything come to you?
Actually, I'm doodling, which I thought was kind of interesting. I was like, as soon as you started talking, I just kind of, for me, that's very calming and everything for me. I think it's really important once you do a visualization to write things down. Because there's that commitment to yourself when you're journaling and you literally use your whole body when you journal because you're thinking and you're using your whole body to be able to write.
And that's a really good point. There is something with the brain and writing, physical writing, not necessarily typing on the laptop or the phone, that they're in the writing process.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's good to, journaling. I think people are like, oh, no, I don't want to have to journal and write stuff. It could be doodling. That's great, Robin. Thank you.
Right.
Drawing. So don't get caught up that journaling has to be something specific, but it's whatever works for you, and maybe it's just drawing a little picture to remind you. and like Alana, for you, you know, was there any particular, is there a word or a color or something out of that vision of you, you know, talking, you know, traveling and talking?
It was, I kept thinking of a book.
A particular book?
No, I just was thinking book. Just like,
cool,
all right.
So, maybe just write that down.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe have that, and then the next clues will unfold. And try not to get caught in the brain about it.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So just write down book, or you could draw a little thing that looked like a book or whatever. So there's no, you know, correct or incorrect way to do this. So
right.
I think one of the most important things to do is to say do visualizations, but talk them into life. Like having, and I know I talk to Ross certainly and Alana and Robin on a regular basis about my visions and my heart dreams. And by doing that, that helps them to become your realities. Of course, taking action too, right? Doing the work that you need to do. And so that's really important, having people to witness for you. And that makes it easier for you, for us, I think, to keep walking. So I want to talk a little bit more about this. So the tapping part, there's a lot to that. But all I'm going to have you do today is you're going to do your karate chop into the palm of your other hand. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Everybody?
Mm-hmm.
So that what that does is that that's
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Very good. Thank you. So you're going to that's going to ignite a lot of there's acupressure points in your body. We don't need to get into that. Again, we can send you to all kinds of videos and all kinds of stuff, but I just like I said a technique you can actually use today. For whatever that you're working on. And so with the activating choice technique, it's combining using the tapping and using affirmations. But with the emotional freedom technique, what they talk about is that it's really important to acknowledge what you're feeling. And when we're doing transition, we're dealing with things, change and grief are, you know, go hand in glove, that you want to acknowledge your feeling. And so I want to and I'll put this in the comments when after Alana posts this for us. So and this is coming from Marky Stein, the activating choice technique. It's three parts. The first part is you name a past or present feeling that you're having. It's like so. Let's talk about that. Maybe that you wish you had a loving relationship. So we'll do that. Again, it doesn't matter that you're filling in the blanks. So first you'd say, even though, and whatever you're feeling, so even though I feel lonely, then you're going to do the activating choice. I choose to act friendly and to be open to new possibilities. And then the three is commit to future action. And I choose to do whatever it takes to find a loving relationship. All right? So I'm going to walk you through a couple more to help this make sense, and then I want you to think about what is one that you want to do, and I wrote one up that for this the heart dream that might make it a little bit easier. So I'm going to read these, and then we're going to do the tapping together, and I'm going to read you through the one that I came up with. Here in terms of, you know, a lot of times people worry about age in terms of a barrier, which could be, oh, they think I'm too young, I don't have the experience, or they think I'm too old and I'm over-experienced or however. So even though my age seems like a huge barrier, I choose to act energetically, enthusiastic, and engaged, and I choose to do whatever it takes to find a job I love. That's a pretty good one, yeah? That comes right out of her book.
Mm-hmm.
And then here another
yeah.
one. And an income goal, not that any of us have an income goal, right? But let's say we did. But it never hurts to earn a little bit more. If nothing else, you can help other people, right? Even though I'm not yet at my income goal, I choose to act resourcefully and creatively, and I choose to do whatever it takes to reach my goal. How do you like that one? Is that pretty good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I want you to do, okay, everybody do the karate chop, and I want you to repeat after me what I say. All right, you ready? Even though...
Ready. Even though...
I don't believe I can live my heart's desire...
I don't believe I can live my heart's desire.
I choose to act from willingness.
I choose to act from willingness.
And resourcefully.
And resourcefully.
And I choose.
And I choose.
To do whatever it takes.
To do whatever,
to do whatever
takes,
it takes.
To be.
To be.
To be.
The champion.
The champion.
For my heart's desire.
For my heart's
my
desire.
My heart's desire.
How does that feel?
Feels good.
I like that.
So, again, I'm going to get back to come back to the. How do you think, Ross?
I said the whole thing, but I forgot I was on mute.
You got really quiet. I'm like, is Ross still there?
I know that, right? Because he doesn't tend to be real quiet. So, yeah, that makes sense. So, again, I'll put this on the when we it's posted. I'll put it in the comments. But it's like name what you say. Even though I feel whatever it be, it can be maybe it's like tomorrow morning. Go. Even though I don't feel motivated, I choose to talk to people that inspire me, or I choose to take action to walk towards my dreams. And then the whole, what you're committing to in the future. I choose to do whatever it takes to live the life that makes me feel committed to taking action each and every day. So how does that feel? I know it takes a little bit of practice, but it's really easy. What I really like is you own what you're feeling, which I think we tend to push that away. If we don't own what we're feeling, if we don't own sadness or not feeling enough or whatever it is, it doesn't go away. So by acknowledging it, it kind of, you can breathe. Does that make sense? Even though I don't feel like I'm an expert in this, I will get the education I need. I will believe in myself by taking the action to know what I've got going on, and I will be my own champion.
Sounds good.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll definitely be practicing that, right, together, each of us. And I think that's what it takes, is you got to have partners, right, that believe in you. Because there's going to be times when I don't believe in me, but I know the three of you, each one of you, I believe in so much, and I know that you each believe in me, and that keeps me in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So your mission is like to be doing visualizations towards what you want. It can be as simple as taking a minute a day and imagining your day going perfectly. That's a good time to do that, is before you even jump out of bed and have your first cup of coffee. Do the tapping. Mm-hmm. Can be as simple as the karate chop. And also using affirmations. But not only with the affirmations, but acknowledging the part of you that says, that doesn't make sense to me. Even though, and then move into, right? I choose to. So now that should keep you busy for a little while, my friend.
Okay.
For sure.
Awesome. Thank you, Amy. That was awesome. We got about
great.
A minute and a half left.
So I think what I wanted most to say is this is a practice. I want to support each and every one of you in using these tools every day in your life, and supporting other people in using them too. Why? Because it works.
That's a good reason. That's an awesome reason. Okay.
Thank
well,
you,
again, next, reminding everybody, we will be dark next week, but the beginning of July, we're going to be starting our new landscape, and then it's going to be on leadership. And boy, is that going to be a great conversation. I'm looking forward to that. And then we're going to be moving into the invitations, the five invitations. You want to tell them a little bit about that, Amy?
Well, it's a wonderful book. My friend Kristen had gotten it for me. And what it's all about is discovering what death can teach us about living fully. And I tell you, I can't go past a couple of pages without stopping and taking notes. It's very meaningful. It helps you to really live in the present moment and to really value where you're at. And I think it's really important dealing with grief, well, right now, that we're all dealing with in so many directions.
For sure. And I think that's one reason when Amy had shared the talking to me about the book, that I just knew it was something that we really wanted to get on the cafe as soon as we could, just to make it timely and have it be something that could really help people. And I mean, that's why we're here, to be able to give out great information and hopefully give you tools and ways to be able to empower yourself and hopefully share it with other people, let people know about the show, share it with the show, and have it be something that can go out and really benefit people in ways we can't even imagine. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Question.
And Robin,
yes,
make
sir.
Sure we want to have people go to the Transformation Cafe community and talk to us and chew on this information. And how can we support each other and make our shows even more enjoyable and helpful?
Question.
Yeah, go to the Transformation Cafe on Facebook, and we have our community you can sign up for. Yes, Mr. Ross?
So I have 2 weeks to learn some leadership before I have to talk about it?
Correct.
That's right.
Get hot, man. You need to get hot.
All right. Get on some TED Talks. I'm sure you'll find something you can talk about. That's good.
Yes,
no
might.
Pressure. No pressure. Yeah. Oh, Ross kids, because he's got a lot of depth when it comes to being a great leader. So, anywho. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you in 2 weeks on the Transformation Cafe. Thanks for joining us.
Right. Love
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.